This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Wang Xiaoning and Philip C. We have a poll running on our Twitter account. We're asking you what should be done first to prevent or mitigate flooding in Malaysia. Could we get a quick update on how it's looking like?
That's right. We have the number one is upgrade irrigation. That's about 42% of you, followed very closely by better government coordination at 37%, then improved warning systems at 16%.
Okay, we are going to be discussing the floods and what's been happening on the ground over the past few days. We're shifting our attention to the impact of the flood on SMEs in the affected areas. Now, the flood has displaced more than 66,000 people nationwide and caused many roads and highways to close. As of yesterday, 1 p.m., several parts of the Kuala Lumpur-Karak Highway and the East Coast Expressway were still closed due to flooding and landslides.
And the disaster also threw operations out of schedule in the 12th busiest port in the world, that is the Port Klang. The movement of containers and cargoes to and from the ports is expected to be severely affected and deliveries to be delayed for the next several days. To make matters worse, TNB also had to temporarily shut down more than 300 power substations in six states. So before this, SMEs were already struggling from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. But how are they handling this flood and what assistance do they need?
So for a perspective from the SMEs and how they're coping, we speak to Chin Chi Siong, National Secretary General of the SME Association of Malaysia. Good morning, Chi Siong. Thanks very much for speaking to us today. Can you give us a sense of how this unprecedented flooding has impacted SMEs in affected areas? Which sectors have been particularly affected?
Good morning. Good morning, Malaysia. I think this is the worst flood ever hit in Malaysia for many, many years. I think this is going to be worse than the 1971. And of course, for the SMEs, we already come up from the start recovering of the COVID, and we're going to be hit by another round of this flood. Like you mentioned earlier, many businesses are affected. In fact, all SMB businesses are affected, almost all. You know, this includes those, imagine those traditional retail grocery stores, those restaurants, and those agriculture, they are people who rare fish, and the fish are all, you know, just overnight and gone, you know. Transports, warehouse services, even e-commerce traders, and all sort of businesses that will affect the SMEs. This is where we are all really seriously thinking of how could we quickly, you know, as this the SMB get back to our feet to start operating their business.
Can you tell me where is the impact the most, like geographically? We always think about this as the flood situation, right, which is in Selangor and such. But do you see this spill over to other parts of the country and also states because of the disruption?
I think at the moment, we can see that the worst hit is in Klang Valley area. It was mentioned just now that about the port, right? The port has in fact affected so many SMB businesses are not able to move. And then many factories are in those areas, like Klang, Sha Alam areas. And those workers are not able to reach their workplace. That's number one. Number two, a lot of them, their home is affected, right? Almost 80,000 people have been affected, imagine. So the number of people are not able to go to work because they have to take out their houses, right? And with the power station stop working for several places, worst it is as well as the water supply is not coming to the house, you know, to the restaurant, to the businesses. That is where it add on to the matter that will affect all the SMBs.
So, of course, the next critical step for them is to restart their operations. But what are the challenges there?
I mean, we have been telling the government all this while SMEs are facing cash flow issue. The cash flow is a main issue that they face after the 2 years of strong pandemic hit. And most of them are already in the midst of recovery. Recovery doesn't mean they have money or they have cash to do it. They are just using their reserve fund to do whatever they can. Just imagine, moratorium over. They have to start with pay, right? And MCO fully open. The landlord will come and tell you, sorry, that previously I give you discount or reduction in your rental, now you have to pay full. So adding on to this, and adding on to, they couldn't get a lot of foreign workers because Malaysians don't want to work in those areas, especially agriculture sector and those, we know that. And that, it adds on to their problem. So it is really hard hit on this.
And we are seeing banks offering flood relief assistance. What do you make of what's been offered so far? Is it enough to help alleviate the financial burden of businesses?
Okay, Bank Negara announced the disaster relief facilities, right, with the up to 200 million for micro SME, probably it can be up to 75,000, and for the micro enterprise or the SME, they can get up to 500,000. Yes, it is good, but it is still remain a loan. Like mentioned again, a lot of these SMEs already have their current loan in servicing, even before the pandemic, and they already took some of them have took some relief, some financing package from the different bank provided by Bank Negara to help them to smoothen their operation, their business. So they have one loan, two loan, now another loan coming. Just imagine how could they afford it, number one. Number two, it is good, but if possible, Bank Negara can subsidize this 3.5% of the interest rate. For instance, if couldn't fully subsidize, probably they will subsidize 2% and the SMEs will only pay 1.5%. This will definitely help the MSSB, especially for those sectors, the business, even the restaurant owners, their whole restaurant be wiped off, whatever. They need this money to help them, right? This is different from the pandemic. Pandemic, they can still plan, because they don't take away their asset or destroy whatever they have in their shop. So this one really destroy everything. So they need the quick help on this. And the other one on the Bank Simpanan Nasional, I think they came out, government announced the 5,000 to the micro SMEs without interest. That is good, but 5,000 is too small amount, right? At least a minimum of 10 to 20,000 should be provided.
And we want to find out the knock-on effect it might have actually on other businesses. How will we be affected? I mean, because we're also seeing delays in good deliveries as warehouses and port operations are impacted. So are we going to see some supply shortages actually?
Yes, for sure. Because the port is not operating in full mode. The shipping, shipment also don't come in. And it takes days. And the custom officers are not going to work fully because they couldn't even get to the place to work. And with the warehouse, so many warehouses that affected, even without power supply, right? Even when the water subsides, probably some of the stock have been damaged too. This is where it will affect the whole chain of ecosystem of logistics. And it will also affect the e-commerce especially, right? The e-commerce sector will definitely affect it. And now, many people, this holiday season, and many products are coming in at this time. After the Christmas, will be New Year, will be Chinese New Year. This season is so important for us. We will be really hit. And then that's where we really need the government to take extra look to how to help this group of businesses.
Yeah, and I think let's shift the conversation to the fact that you're also an employer with many employees, right? So managing your staff is one of the biggest concerns. Now, the government has said they're providing this 1,000 ringgit for every household hit by the floods. Do you think that's enough?
No, it is definitely not enough. You see, like a lot of SMEs, especially, we already in a state of difficulties, right? And we rely on a lot of external help to help these people. And you can see that even the first 2 days of the flood happened, the food relief to them is so slow. And many NGOs and many corporations have to do it themselves to help. The action by the relevant ministry or authority or whatever, they have to be quicker than this or else it'll be difficult. You can see some of the organizations like HRD Corp and some of the NGOs, they really go all out to help, which is why they need to see more of this. And on the money you talk about, the help, 1,000 again, I stress is not enough, definitely not enough.
Chi Seong, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Chin Chi Seong, National Secretary General of the SME Association of Malaysia, giving us some insights into how SMEs will struggle in the aftermath of the flooding and the kind of help that they really need in order to be able to rebuild and recover. The fact that it's happening during this holiday season as well is such a low blow, really, for everyone.
I like his argument that actually the pandemic and the floods are two very different crises with two very different outcomes. With the pandemic, the infrastructure was there, the demand wasn't there. But in this situation, not only is the demand not there, the infrastructure and the facilities, the buildings have all been decimated. So the kind of support and assistance has to be very different from what we offer in the pandemic.
But the pain point is still cash flow, right?
Yes, because end state is cash flow.
Yeah, so for them, for SMEs, because of the crisis, because of the pandemic, whatever reserves that you did have, you probably have already spent it. And you were hoping, huh, okay, last quarter of the year, lockdown over, I can rebuild that savings, right? Holiday season, I can rebuild that savings, I can improve my sales. And then whack, the flood just impacts everything. Because especially if you have inventory, you have, what can you do with this inventory? Can you salvage it? More likely than not, you probably have to write it off. And that's going to be extremely painful also. So difficult December, January for SMEs for sure. And I like his point about, it's not just businesses, but the people behind the businesses, right? So you've got all these workers who have been impacted, because especially if you live in the Klang area, work in the Klang area, you're likely to live in the Klang area or in Shah Alam, right? And your houses are underwater also. How you can't expect them to rush to work either, right? Because they have their homes to take care of. And whether they've had any family tragedy, we don't know also.
I think that's something that the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers has brought up, the fact that although their factories may not be affected, but the fact is their workers cannot make it to the factories, and that will affect productivity. So there is this knock-on effect from the floods. Mm. You know, it might not affect your business, but there's a chain reaction of sorts.
And we already seeing warnings from large conglomerates. So Dutch chip-making equipment supplier BE Semiconductor, they have lowered their fourth quarter revenue outlook due to flooding affecting its main production facility in Shah Alam. And, you know, the Malaysian semiconductor assembly industry is an important part of the global supply chain. We saw that earlier on during the COVID-19 crisis. And we take up a tenth of global trade in the sector. So if there's any disruption, hey, your iPhone, your wearable, whatever might be impacted too.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.